Gavin Murray
knocked out in all right, we are just hearing number 7 Sasha Tort has been scratched. John O'Shea is not sending Sasha Tort around here. 2-year-old filly is there loading up. We'll head back to Anthony Manton.
Okay, Caroline, just one horse to come up as our Sky audience join us. That'll be Monopoly for the 2-year-old fillies. Chloe Eileen off the inside.
The women's draw has also lost its world number one.
Now Monopoly goes up.
Coco Vanderway in two sets. In the English Premier League,
ready to go. The fillies are set. Heat 8.
3-0. Arsenal defeated Burnley 2-1, and it was 2-0 to Chelsea over Hull City. And
Stanwell.
Matthew Dellavedova has returned to the Milwaukee Bucks starting lineup in their 109-97 loss to the Miami Heat.
And the rider of Monopoly is also out of the saddle now. He's
joined by
flung out the back.
John Maker, who earned his
to be
first
just limping
NBA
a little bit
start.
There.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
He's in a little bit of discomfort. And the King's Widows come out of the barriers as well. So Mileage has come out with the King's Widow and the rider of Monopoly. He's on the ground in a little bit of discomfort. And we're hearing that I think one's got cast. So there's a horse that's cast there, Monopoly, number 5.
Throughout the morning.
Over 25 number 5, Monopoly's been cast in the gates, so
comprehensive renewal notice. Search Woolworths car
we're in for a little bit of a delay.
Apply. Consider the PDS issued by Hollard Insurance.
Okay, I'm going to hand back to the studio, guys, because they're going to have to move the barriers to get this horse out, so I'll hand back to you guys for the moment, if that's okay.
No problems at all, just we don't seem to have the updated jockeys list here, unfortunately, but yeah, we'll bring up to date with the rider of Monopoly, which unfortunately sounds as if she's become cast in the gates to Clary Connors, so looks as if we might have a slight delay. We might as well take a break here because there's not much more we can say about these babies, other than we've already filled you in on all their background and their pedigrees and what they've done so far, the ones that have been the trials or the racing, so we'll take a quick break and come back, hopefully, when the everything's sorted out there behind the gates at work.
tab.com.au or at your local Tab. Tab, we love a bet. On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the Tab app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
And it's 6:10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. Just clearing the totes at Shepparton, race 1 Greyhounds there. With all clear, 8, the winner number 6, Gotham Queen, 3 even, 380, 9, Platinum Impact, 180, 2, Redfin Foz, 280, and 4th one, Lodges Express, at all clear for 6, 9, 2 and 1, race 1 at Shepparton. Big day of racing today, Port Macquarie, and the weather looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. We'll get, the on-the-ground report exactly now, and it's Michael Bowman joining me from Port Macquarie. CEO, how are you, Michael?
Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful day.
Fantastic, yeah, with a light breeze. We're looking getting up to about 30 degrees, but fine day.
Beautiful now. The track, how have you rated that?
It was 4.
All right, welcome back here. We had a bit of drama there. Monopoly, Clary Connors, filly, just was cast in the gates. Looks as if they're loading the runners back up. Anthony, can you tell us a bit more about what's been happening?
Yeah, not much more has been happening, Caroline, to be honest. They're just starting to come back up into the gates now, so
December or January.
Don't know if they actually moved the barriers or not, but it looks as though they appeared to get that horse Monopoly from where it was, and they must be coming back up into line. So, yep, we'll take two. Okay, so these runners coming back up.
And Gary Cleese is going to run through and find all the winners for us today.
Now, Grassland's the next one to come along.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. Looks like just perfect day today.
Yeah, you can't get it any better, and you know that track.
Grassland's coming up.
No, if you ask Michael.
Now, Unforgotten is the next one to come forward.
New track, Sean, and geez, it's enormous. In 12 months' time, it'll just be
with
one
more honey.
Tracks around New South Wales and
smooth landing.
Yeah,
now, Monopoly
really
was a late scratching.
Big Queen of the North coming up there, and about
and
say,
Sasha Tort also came out. Okay, so we've got smooth landing.
Yeah, well, that attracts a real, and I think Arrowfield's behind it, and there's a
to come up
one of the stadiums. So they'll get some real good fillies and mares for it. And Sean, we're nearly ready to kick off the
smooth landing.
Country
goes forward
our first heat's on the 12th of February at Grafton.
There's one more out of line.
The 18th of February.
It's riderless.
The 19th of
it's
February.
Going to come Curry forward.
The 26th of February. Scone the 5th of March. Wellington the 12th of March, and then Albury the 19th of March. And then we got that wild
card. Can't
quite
see from here which one it is, but they're all set.
Big money, 150,000 for each.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Pot of gold at the end of it, mate.
Absolutely. Now the rider of mileage.
Series. Looking forward to that. I can tell.
Lowers himself in the saddle.
And Stone won up last year.
And we're right now.
With
clearly innocent.
Innocent in the provincials was Danny.
And they're off. The first one to begin was One More Honey with Mileage and Grasslands. The King's Widow began well but drifts back after the start. Lady Mossman and Unforgotten up in that leading group. Behind those came Smooth Landing when they settled down from Mileage, who now takes a trial. Chloe Eileen and the last one was the King's Widow, who drifted back after that good start. Grasslands up to the turn with One More Honey. Lady Mossman Unforgotten between runners and Smooth Landing pulls to the outside with Mileage the widest runner. Grasslands in front past the 200, led by a length. Now the King's Widow's coming up underneath it with Unforgotten One More Honey and Mileage out wide. Grasslands in front, Mileage runs to second, then One More Honey. Grasslands first, Mileage second, One More Honey, and then came Smooth Landing from Unforgotten, the King's Widow, Lady Mossman, and Chloe Eileen. Okay, so what do we got there? Grasslands number two for Michael Friedman in the China Horse Club colours will lead throughout to win there. Mileage will run second, and One More Honey was also there with it in third position, I think. So it'll be two. Let's have a look if we can line them up here. Two, Mileage, yep, Mileage number four runs second, and One More Honey, the six will run third. We'll send all times and margins down the line.
Thank you, Anthony, and did get there in the end. Grasslands, a good trial, the filly by Snitzel, the sister to Modern Wonder. Well, as I mentioned, she'd won a Decadable Stakes, and she's already gone round in Stakes Company in the Gym Crack on debut, but she's a good trial there on the inside. But I think the trialer, I would be following out of that. Sorry, John Thompson, if we're giving you up, but the horse on the outside in the Emirates colours, the green and white with the blue and white, as I said, the John Thompson striped saddlecloth, right from the jump. She did everything asked of her. That is One More Honey. As I said, she was a winner over Exceeds in a trial last time she was seen at the trials before she won her first race start on Boxing Day at Randwick. But that trial, she's absolutely cruising. Running into second placing is Mileage, good trial too. And also the Whitby Werrett Horse, Smooth Landing, runs on nicely in the green with the yellow sleeve or the yellow armbands in fourth placing. But yeah, really like One More Honey. Have a look there, right from the jump. She's just doing everything asked of her and she wasn't pushed at all. But in the end, Grasslands, given a shake-up on the turn, so you could see she was sort of pushed along, even though she was eased down to the line. She's listening as well, got her ears pricking backwards and forwards. So a few very nice two-year-old trialers to come out of that, I think.
There's a few that we could talk about here. Obviously, Grassland, she has had the benefit of the one run under her belt. That was back in October in the Gym Crack. She's split up quite. She's usually there behind the gate, but they were there quite a while. As you said, One More Honey, definite eye-catcher there. Jake couldn't hold her slow enough over the line. I thought Mileage did a good job. She jumped well. She put herself up there. She was dragged back to second last, and then she got going around there. So a bit of an interrupted trial there. But look, she will only improve off what we saw. She wanted to lay in a little bit up the straight, but with experience, I'm sure she'll be better over time. So she's another one that you could take out of that trial. A few of the back markers. Again, we could talk about probably six of these horses, but look, definitely One More Honey, the eye catcher in that.
Indeed. Lots to look for in this replay of the first of the two-year-old.
Came back and run 5th to 14th behind Soft Top. Looked a lot better in the yard. The horse
and they're off.
In front of it was more fun.
The first one to begin was One More Honey with Mileage and Grasslands. The King's Widow began well but drifts back after the start. Lady Mossman and Unforgotten up in that leading group. Behind those came Smooth Landing when they settled down from Mileage, who now takes a trail. Chloe Eileen and the last one was the King's Widow, who drifted back after that good start. Grasslands up to the turn with One More Honey. Lady Mossman run forgotten between runners, and Smooth Landing pulls to the outside with Mileage the widest runner. Grasslands in front past the 200, led by a length. Now the King's Widow is coming up underneath it with Unforgotten One More Honey and Mileage out wide. Grasslands in front, Mileage runs to second, then One More Honey. Grasslands first, Mileage second, One More Honey, and then came Smooth Landing from Unforgotten the King's Widow, Lady Mossman and Chloe Eileen.
Grasslands, the eventual winner there over the 797. A Snitzel filly trained by Michael Friedman. Into second spot was Mileage. A Hinchinbrook filly trained by Gabby Englebret. And One More Honey, a One More No More filly, which has looks to have a lot of upside to her. 47.1, 1.25 by 1 length.
All right, heat number 9 coming up next after this break. The second of the heats for the babies.
Number 12 is Little Poppy at 41, 19 abundant 51, and number 300 viewer 101.
Yeah, I'm 11, 4, 2 and 6. Look, Maputo Express, we saw a resume for a former Victorian there. Chris Lee's only had it for the two runs. She ran second behind I Take Money. First up, beaten 0.8 of a length. And she needed the run. She blew out. She sat outside the leader, went up to win, and the condition blew out the last bit. Now, you might look at Kempsey and say 6th, 7th of 11th, beaten 3 lengths. The more I look at it, I thought she was disappointing down the back. She had no luck down the running. She copped a bad chop out at about the 200 metres. And I've gone back and replayed her, and I don't reckon she was happy going down that hill. She just seemed to lose ground, picked it up, and like I said, she copped that chop out at the 200. She definitely would have finished a lot closer. And I reckon the flatter track at Port Macquarie will suit her better and drawn good. Full rider redemption. He's finding it hard to win this guy. He's at 18 goes. He's been placed four, but we've been saying that his last two, second behind Calypso Bay, second behind Clemenson in the 54 rating, second behind Panostro, beaten 0.8 of a length, that's been over ground. I reckon they'll ride him cold and let him dash home and have the last crack at him. I reckon you've got to try to time your right run on him right. Two Chewy's run was a lot better at Kempsey last start. He still wanted to get his head up in running. Neil Godbolt put a shadow roll on him. Just hopefully he can flatten out a little bit more, because if he can, he's definitely got the ability. And 6 Super Bonus is nice and fit. He's been around the mark his last three, and he gets a good jockey, he gets a good gait. So he's a definite player. 11, 4, 2 and 6 in race 3.
The fourth, we put out number 3, Dharmasala, and 10, Fred. Now, 6 Party is $3.10 equal with 7, Magic Ali. And after 1 is Kenny Az at $6 with 4, Sam's Oscar. 5, Blue Moon Dream is a $10 pop. Number 8, Bambino Clementine, 15. 11, Holm Gang, 21. 9, Gold Dancer, 23. 2, Rock of Casile, 26. And 12, Thunder Cove, 81.
Welcome back to our trials coverage from Warwick Farm on this beautiful morning, as I said, out there for the trials. We're up to the second of the two-year-old heats, and this one we see a Sons, two-year-old fillies again here, 797 metres. A Sons, first one for John O'Shea and Godolphin by Lonro from Easy Out after Caymans, who won the Sandown Guineas, three-quarter sister to Adroitly, who was a stakes winner too, and this girl's having her first trial.
Mum was unraced, but she has had 7 foals, 5 to the races, and 4 have been winners so far.
Number 2 is Full of Beans, a filly by Smart Missile from Miss Dodwell, well-bred out of a half to Yammer and Blad. Now, Blad is a dam of the Fight Stakes Winner Speak Fondly and the Hobartville Stakes Winner Wild and Proud. And this is the first trial for Concorric Sanus.
This filly is actually half to Spill the Beans, so it'll be interesting to see if she can be half as good as the brother.
3, Glistening Light, Exceeding Excel from Glow Lamp in Costa del Lago Mare. She was placed in a Champagne, the 1,000 Guineas, stacks of Group 1 and 2 races at Glow Lamp. She's a quality filly. Gabby Englebrecht has this girl, and she's having her first trial.
Glowlamp has had 4 foals. 3 of them have been to the races so far. 1 has been a winner. And it goes back to the family of Rock of Gibraltar. So nicely bred filly here for Gabby and the Mad About the Racing Syndicate.
4 is Melaboy. This is a Sebring filly out of Cataclops, who's a sister to Cataclips, who won the Group 3 Craven Plate, and also half to a 2-time Group 1 winner in New Zealand Green Street, the Dan. John Thompson prepares, placed on debut at Randwick on Boxing Day.
Well, she finished half a length behind a stablemate and One More Honey, who just come out and tried exceptionally well in the previous trial, so wasn't too far away from her. Her trials were okay leading into it. She won a recent, she won a Hawkesbury trial before that, but she wasn't out a $31 chance, so she may very well be better over time with racing, and so far so good for her.
All right, number five is Sweet Scandal by Sepoy. This filly out of Bacchanal Woman, she won the Canberra, the National Sprint there in the ACT, trialling in the Laurel Oak colours, having her first trial for Chris Waller.
She won nine overall. She's had two foals, one to the races. It has been a winner. Goes back to the family of Pride of Rancho, who was a VRC sized produce winner.
Six Teaspoon by Snitzel from Patronella. This is the sister to Aliana Tills, who won the opponent, was second in the ATC Oaks, and a half to Smites' Trish, who was a stakes winner. Prepared by Michael Friedman in the Arrowfield colours and beat Milanese Girl on debut at Canterbury in November.
I don't think I've seen a mare who has had such a good record as this one has. She's had 16 foals. All 16 have been to the races and 13 of them have been winners with several group winners. So she's done an exceptional job with producing so far, and she's had this, well, this filly obviously won on debut and beat Milanese Girl there by 0.3. So another filly with a lot of upside, and she too could be a stakes horse.
Number seven is a scratching. Eight is Unusual, a filly by Magic Albert out of Crossdresser, a Kate Cross mare. Third dam, Tristabel, who was an SA-sized produce winner, so the same third dam as the two-year-old Triple Crown winner, Dance Hero. And this is a half to Undersco, who was third in the Sandown Stakes, trained by Peter McGregor.
Crossdresser's had four foals. Three of them have raced. One has been a winner so far, and this filly's having a very first trial today.
And the bottom one is nine, Velicano, in the Real Rosie colours for Andrew Rose, and Roman Emperor Black Mamba, family by All Americans, a nicely bred tie for Mark Connors, having her second trial.
Nevada Flash, two foals for her, one winner. This filly trialled on the 10th of January. She finished third behind Sweet Bouquet. She was with about five lengths. She sat about third in the run. She was urged along from the turn, but went to the line quite. So wasn't too bad a trial from her. Looking to see her trial just as good today.
All right, the fillies are down behind the starting gates here, about to load here for heat number nine. We'll head back to Anthony Madden.
Okay, Caroline, so the horses are there. The fillies are at the gates for heat number nine, and they're coming up into line very shortly. Just waiting for maybe the Godolphin runner. Is it Aisance to head around to the start? Just looking on social between the trials and hearing James Doyle's comments on Astern. He was very happy with how Astern trialled earlier on this morning. Went very nicely. And if you get on the social media pages of Twitter and things like that, you'll be able to see those comments from James Doyle. And I think that second up form has went prior to Johnny having up. Okay, Teaspoon coming up with Velicano. Bellabia coming forward. They're coming up. So Bellabia walks up. Full of beans. Con's horse about to come forward. And I like her here today. I think two glistening light, both wings at now waiting its turn with Aisance. So Sweet Scandal and Unusual. So glistening light, the next one to come along. I'm sticking the old mate in Onsway. He's let me down a few times. He didn't let me down a couple the other day when he won there. Sweet Scandal, Unusual and Aisance. I'll tell you what, there's plenty of merit in his win too. He sat three deep the entire journey and he wore. The only query with him that he won a 1300, so he's got to come back to 1100. But young Unusual, Brad, the filly, mightn't have done a lot with him, and plenty of speed up in front. Is so the next one to come along? Behind him. And I want to have a look at the nine. Yeah, Sweet Scandal, they're just still working on that one there. The trial. Her trial was good. She wasn't let down. I mean, she was going around. And it'll have to wheel back around. I thought Sweet Scandal was in, but Graham's got it in mind. For that, I'll go again with that filly. Right of dismounts. It'll be interesting to have a good look at them in the mounting yard. But meanwhile, Aisance and James Doyle just wait their turn to come forward. Second up record. 8, 2, 6, and 9 for me in race 6. So Sweet
race
Scandal.
Seven, we put out County Crown number 10. Now, 1 Tia Coney, 3.50.
Looks like it's
2 Anagami, $3.70. 4 Candleman, $5.50.
Let up into line.
7.
And the rider's going to
$9.50. Number 9, Kelcher Banks. Jump back aboard. 10, 6, Ready's Aim Fire, 13. 3 Laurentians, a $15 pop. Number 8.
Okay, so there goes the red light.
12 Gallon Dragon,
Sweet Scandal, the rider lowers himself in the saddle. Aisance is set. Ready for a start.
She's just a kid's horse. I mean, young Jake Park won 2 on 0.
And they're off. Full of Beans missed the start about two lengths. Velocano began well with Ace Onse out wide. Sweet Scandals in third, passed there by Teaspoon along the rails. Then came Melabia from Full of Beans who picks up. Glistening Light second last, Unusual's the last one. Velocano's got the lead here. From Ace Onse out deep on the track, Teaspoon close to the rails, Melabia's between runners with the white sleeves and the blue and white jacket. Then came Full of Beans from Sweet Scandal, Glistening Light and Unusual's tailed off. Teaspoon and Velocano, the two leaders, but Velocano's got the lead now clearly from Teaspoon and Ace Onse out wide. Then came Melabia. It's in front here, Velocano from Ace Onse and Teaspoon, and Velocano got home. Teaspoon run second. Ace Onse will run third, Glistening Light, Melabia, and then came Sweet Scandal from Full of Beans, and Unusual was the last one.
For you is $23.
Okay, Velocano will win there. Mark Connor's horse, Kathy O'Hara, gets the prize. Ace Onse, the Godolphin runner, in a photo with Teaspoon along the inside for second and third. We'll send all times and margins down the line.
Yeah, a few little green babies getting to the line there. But, yeah, that was a really strong trial. The first two in the end, Teaspoon just kind of eased down and allowing Velocano just to hit the lead right on the post there. But those two had been pushed out. Good trial, Velocano, obviously, is the winner there. For Andrew Rose and the team and Mark Connors by All American, as I said, the Roman Emperor Black Mamba family. A good trial, you can see, out in front with the half-to-spill beans, Full of Beans, just in behind in the Arrowfield yellow and black or golden black diamonds. But the trial I loved is this big horse on the outside. Side. The filly by Lonro in Ace Onse. Have a look here. Totally just under a wrap and not really pushed out at all. You see the two leaders just getting shaken up, but James just sits very, very quietly there on this half sister to Caymans and close three quarter to Adroitly too. So I'd say a nice prep in store for Ace Onse. Most impressed there, but also with the winner and the runner up.
Ace Onse pretty much the only horse that has gone to the line under a solid hold there. Look, she looks like a giant. I don't know if it's just a deceptive camera angle, but she looks like she has a lot of size about it compared to Volcano on the inside and obviously Teaspoon there. But look, she looks to be a nice filly. Obviously, the first time we're seeing her, she'll only improve off that. So,
yep,
she's one to watch.
Indeed, let's have a look at that full replay of another of the 2-year-old heats.
And they're off. Full of Beans missed the start about two lengths. Velocano began well with Ace Onse out wide. Sweet Scandals in third, passed there by Teaspoon along the rails. Then came Melabia from Full of Beans who picks up. Glistening Light second last, Unusual's the last one. Velocano's got the lead here. From Ace Onse out deep on the track, Teaspoon close to the rails. Melabia's between runners with the white sleeves and the blue and white jacket. Then came Full of Beans from Sweet Scandal, Glistening Light and Unusual's tailed off. Teaspoon and Velocano, the two leaders, but Velocano's got the lead now clearly from Teaspoon and Ace Onse out wide. Then came Melabia. It's in front here, Velocano from Ace Onse and Teaspoon, and Velocano got home. Teaspoon run second, Ace Onse will run third, Glistening Light, Melabia, and then came Sweet Scandal from Full of Beans and Unusual was the last one.
Velocano taking out the ninth heat, an All-American filly trained by Mark Connors. Teaspoon was into second spot there. A Snitzel filly trained by Michael Friedman. And Ace Onse, a Lonro filly there trained by the Godolphin team. Times and margins yet to come. So we're still waiting on the times to come through. There we go, 46.5, that average of the morning, ahead by a long head were the eventual margins there on heat 9.
All right, heat number 10, next one coming up, another for the 2-year-olds. We'll be back after this break.
All right, now, any standouts here today, Gary, that you really like?
Only like one. I like race 4, number 7, Magic Ali. I think she finds the right race at the 1,200 metres, providing Benny Looker can just get a little bit of luck from her from that sticky gate. So she's a filly I like. From the Bob Milligan Yard, they're in terrific form.
They're going well, aren't they?
They are going really good, and they've got a couple of nice fillies that can be set for the that championship race at Taree, which is on the 26th of February. So wonderful trainer, Bob. He's had many good horses over the years. But she's a filly I like. Race 4, number 7, Magic Ali. Quaddy numbers will go 1, 3 and 5 in the first leg. Second leg, we'll widen her up with 8, 2, 6, and 9. Shorten her in the first leg with third leg with 1 and 2, and then 5, 3, and 1 on the last leg, Sean. So that's 1, 3, 5, 8, 2, 6, 4, 8, 2, 6, 9, 1 and 2, and 5, 3, 1, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. We'll hear you throughout the day there with the late mail as well.
Yep, and talk to you downtown Armidale tomorrow, mate. We've got a meeting out there.
Beautiful. Good on you, Gary. Have a good day.
Good on you, Sean. Have a good one, mate.
Gary Cleasy there, 29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Experience Sydney racing at its best with a 2017 Australian Turf Club membership. Get access to exclusive events, world-class facilities, and money can't buy experiences across 4 iconic racetracks. Join today. Visit theatc.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winx, goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rose Hill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action.
I get back on the straight line.
Welcome back, heat number 10. We are up to here, the two-year-old fillies. Now number 3, Limbo Soul, is out. Number 1, we look at first broad lead. This is a filly, again, in the Lomar Park colours for Freddie Pizet. And Billy Prane prepares by Arena from Soft Angel, three-quarter sister to My Lady's Chamber. We're taking them to Flight States. Family of Regal Chamber, Regal Cheer, the good old Lomar Park family. And this filly's having a second trial after trialling at the farm on the 10th of January.
This is the first foal out of the mare, and her first trial was on the 10th of January. She finished last behind Sweet Bouquet. She was urged out of the gates. She sat near to last, was ridden along in the straight, beaten about 10 lengths overall.
And number 2 is Greater Good in the China Horse Club colours by Fastnet Rock for John Thompson. Out of Necessary Evil, an American bred mare we see so often with this Stormcat line sire, to Fastnet Rock, Group 3 winner in the US, Necessary Evil. So nicely bred type here for John, and they thought enough of her to put her around in the stakes, well, the listed race, the gym crack, on debut.
The mare's had 3 foals. All of them have been to the races thus far. None of them have won races just yet. But this filly, she finished 5th behind Jorda, only beaten 2 lengths on debut. She's had a break. First trial back, looking forward to seeing what she can do.
3's out, 4 is Love at First Sight, a 2-year-old filly by Love Conquers All, half to Astounded, who won the listed Douglas Wadley up there in Queensland, had 1 trial at Hawkesbury.
Finished last in a trial there behind Music Miss. I mean, there was only 5 in it, admittedly. She settled towards the rear and was urged along.
Next is Nikki's Gold, a filly by Nakoni. He's no pie eater. Umatilla Hurricane Sky is side of the Reduce Choice Branch or family. And Nikki's Gold is trained by Gary Portelli and is having a second trial for January.
Her first trial was back on the 30th of September. She finished 6th behind Poetic Charmer. She then trialled on the 10th. She had a break in between. Trialled on the 10th of January, finished 7th behind Sweet Bouquet, beaten about 7.5. She settled midfield and was urged along there.
Next is Sweet Deal by Casino Prince, this filly for John Thompson. Dorothy Evelyn, the mare, or the dam, by Royal Academy. She won 3 races herself, and she's had a couple of trials in September, and one on the 9th of Jan.
Her first trial, she finished 4th behind Cheeky Bar, beaten about 2 lengths. She had a break in between also, and then she trialled on the 9th of January, a couple of months later. She showed really good early speed to sit outside the leader, given a little bit of a squeeze, but I thought she was still good to the line overall.
Indeed. Wind on Tide is a brown or black filly by Snitzel from the stakes placed Hairpin, an octagonal mare. So Wind on Tide, the half to a Group 3 winner, Detours, and this is a new filly to the trials, prepared by Michael Friedman.
This filly having her first trial here today. Mum was a winner over the 1,250
metres. Next one down is Wine Time Anytime, good name, and by her not a single doubt, from Strata Title, a strategic mare. She won 3 stakes placed, and Wine Time Anytime is after the Cosette Placed Novel Dancer, prepared by Mark Connors, is having her second trial.
The mare's had 7